Before addressing regular items on Tuesday night's supervisor's agenda, there was some lengthy back and forth about the service area of Bowler Volunteer Emergency Services. During public comment, Matt Ratcliffe, a representative of the fire department, questioned why Bath County 911 dispatching was not contacting the Bowler crew as quickly as they contacted other departments. While not completely able to determine why gaps in communication may have occurred, the board agreed Highland and Bath County Emergency Services directors, county sheriffs, and other concerned parties could all participate in the solution. They asked for more information and intend to establish a mutual aid agreement between the two counties regarding Bowler. Another item that seemed to nearly stymie the board was the renewal of the agreement for solid waste removal with Jack's Trash and Republic Services. Just after County Administrator Ashton Harrison recommended approving a contract with those two companies for one more year, Bart Perdue and Stuart Hall questioned why the cost of county trash removal is so high and expressed interest in thinking about other options. Mr. Harrison explained, with the current arrangement, both companies have worked well together, made adjustments as needed in the arrangements, and amended the contract when necessary. An example of extra expense might be three sites on Route 42 between Millboro Springs and the county line, one of which is likely used regularly by out-of-county residents. After some more careful listening and with some information from county attorney Mike Lockerbie,
we need to give notice
4 months, right?
4 months ahead of time. So that means that
Now.
Right.
June, July, now.
120 days.
We don't have that.
The board then voted 4-1 in favor of renewal with the current contractors for another year and to use that year to look at options for reducing rates and possibly even reducing waste. Disposal costs or tipping fees remain the largest part of solid waste expenses, while container rental and hauling have been relatively stable. Next, in the same vein, Mr. Harrison asked the board to approve a local program for keeping the highways cleaner. The Virginia Council for Litter Prevention and Recycling donated materials for pickup, vests, gloves, pokers, grabbers, and bags, all of which can be loaned out to groups throughout the county. The supervisors then approved making donations of $250 to civic groups who volunteer to participate in community cleanup. They and a couple of the members of the public expressed much appreciation to those groups or individuals who already give their time. There hasn't been an active litter control program in the county for several years. This local litter control program will begin with the new fiscal year in July. The supervisors approved 5-0. The board also approved the 2020 through 2024 capital improvement plan as recommended by the Planning Commission. The five items listed as high priority are a mini pumper truck for the Mountain Grove Fire Department, a tanker for Millboro Fire Department, for Bath County Schools, rehabilitation of the baseball field, and upgrading of the HVAC system in the high school gym. Capital improvement requests came to $1,294,500. Two resolutions the board endorsed were to designate March as American Red Cross Month and also Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Richard Byrd, chair, read both proclamations, noting appreciation for everything the Red Cross does and the importance of awareness and early intervention for colon cancer.
This year alone, 142,000 new cases of colon and rectal cancer will be diagnosed in America, and nearly 50,000 deaths are expected. And whereas a simple screening test is recommended to individuals over age 50 and those with a family history to help combat the disease.
There was also a hearty congratulations to the Central Shenandoah Planning District Commission for serving over 50 years coordinating knowledge and resources for the whole region. Eddie Hicklin, board member on that commission, noted some of their work.
Over the years, the CSPDC has conducted studies and identified solutions in the areas of transportation, economic development, infrastructure, housing, the environment, disaster education and mitigation, and community development, among many others.
The Bath Board will hold a budget work session on the 21st of this month, and their next regular meeting is April 9th. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.